Hi, this is Chip Mann from Upper Edge. I just want to circle back and chat a little bit about the blog I just posted, SAP AMS and Hosting Optimization Opportunities. Really, given the situation that folks are right now and all that are looking for opportunities to reduce costs, obviously the SAP platform is an area where historically folks have shied away from, but that's no longer the case given the breadth and depth of the challenges facing any organization. So really, what we think there are a couple different opportunities to address that, those areas of spend around AMS and hosting, and specifically looking at a couple of different types of levers. Commercial levers, meaning what you can do to your existing agreements, pricing and cost. The operational levers, meaning what you can do to manage the operations, if you will, as it relates to your relationship with your AMS and your hosted providers. And finally, what are the competitive levers you can use in order to try to drive additional cost? So let me start with your AMS environment. From a commercial's perspective, really, even though you don't may not have the rights to benchmark your relationship, leveraging a third-party advisor who has that market data can assist you at least understand where you sit from a competitive perspective. That also lets you know, too, is where you sit if you're looking up at a renewal. Are you competitive position to renew that? Or if you're looking at some challenges there where you can use your renewals as an opportunity to better improve your position. And then last, if you're looking at across your portfolio of services, specifically as it relates to AMS providers, there's a share shift opportunity, right? So if you can move portions of your business from one to another and use that as a lever. From an operational perspective, really is looking at how you use your services from an AMS perspective. If you're in the midst of a downturn, if you've gone through a layoff of your employees, or really the basis of the revenue generation of your organization is decreased, you're not using the capacity. So it'd be worth going in and saying, hey, look, we're not opening as many tickets. We're not doing deployments. We don't require the amount of services that you typically would experience from an application management perspective. And then if you're looking at providers and their automation capabilities, are they passing those savings on to you? Are they driving efficiencies that they're not sharing with you? And how do you get visibility to that and understand how they're sharing it back? And then finally, understanding how they're supporting you. Are they global? Are they local? Is there a way to optimize that if you're not going to be moving into and doing some really heavy deployment work where you need a lot of hands-on, all hands-on-deck kind of support? Does it make sense to move those services offshore and benefit from the labor arbitrage there? From a competitive perspective in AMS, really, it all comes down to your ability to generate a credible RFP or create a credible environment. Moving AMS providers can be challenging, it can be lengthy, and many organizations don't have the appetite to do that right now just based on the current situation. However, if you have the ability to develop a credible, competitive environment, folks are going to react, especially your incumbent. They're not going to walk away from business right now. As it relates to hosting, doing an analysis on the same type of levers, commercially is looking at, again, benchmarking your relationship. Do you have the ability to renegotiate and look at those different elements of your hosting relationship and drive improvement based on the market? And then while there isn't a historical precedent for this current environment, if you engage with your providers to make sure they've got the best deal and you're providing you with the best deal, you can look at other areas or gaps in your relationship commercially in order to improve those. From an operational perspective, it's all about what you use in your infrastructure and then focusing in these three areas, looking at your capacity, again, much like AMS. Are you using your production, all your production capacity? Are you using test and dev? Maybe if you're shutting down your major SI implementation or your major systems implementations this year or deferring projects, you're not going to be using those big prod environment. You're not using your dev environment. You're not using your test environments to the same level. Likewise, if you're looking at downsizing those environments, also look at your SLAs. Do you really need to have the best 24/7 given the current environment? From a competitive perspective, as it relates to your levers for hosting, again, really, if you have your environment in a legacy data center like IBM or Dell, it's really time to test the market. AWS, Google, Microsoft, they've commoditized this market. It's a utility now. So now you don't have to talk about, hey, look, we've got a sunk cost. We got to put in new gear. It takes time to provision. All those issues are off the table. It's a new world. You should be looking at those hyperscalers and mapping their business model to your current and then see where the gaps are and then address them accordingly. For those of you who are on HEC, leveraging SAP's HANA Enterprise Cloud Services, everybody knows SAP is moving away from the service offering. They've established partnerships to make it easier to migrate But if you're in the middle of or just signed a HEC deal, it's really important to take a look at where you are in your life cycle of your deal and also the elements of it. And first and foremost is the SAP leadership during the earnings announcement for Q1 made it clear that they're looking at and addressing clients' needs given the downturn. Now, they didn't mention HEC specifically, but they absolutely said, hey, we're looking at options to help out customers. If you've just signed a HEC deal, you should look into this. Secondly, you just need to get to a higher degree of transparency. This environment is unique. It's unprecedented. It's time to dig into the HEC, your HEC relationship, which historically has been opaque. There's been a lack of transparency around cost structure to get you started and the cost structure to manage it over time. Now is the time to pull that all apart and put it back together in a way, not only as it relates to your requirements from the cloud services, but working in conjunction with your software demands and right-sizing that whole package for now, as well as over time when things pick back up again. So really, what it all boils down to and what you need to look at across all those different dimensions, whether it's AMS, whether it's hosting, specifically or working with SAP, is to look at your commercial levers, look at your operational levers, look at the competitive environment, look across all those three dimensions to determine how you can best support the cost optimization, take out obligations that you may have been imposed upon you or that you're looking for as it relates to your organization. And again, we're prepared, we're available, and we're experts in this space and be able to support your journey through this. Before I sign off here, I want to remind folks that we have a specific webinar coming up related to SAP on May 19th. About right-sizing SAP in these unprecedented times. So be sure to register for it. Check out our website, upreg.com. Check out myself. I've got other material out there as it relates to these particular items, as well as my colleagues in the SAP practice. And thanks for listening.